In this amateur video, fighters with Ahrar al-Sham, an Islamic jihadist group, appear to be attacking a Syrian military personnel carrier. A fierce gun battle erupts. Another video by the group shows an explosion under a Syrian tank. Evidence, regional political analysts say, that groups linked to Al-Qaeda are involved in the Syrian conflict. Malo Innocent of the Cato Institute.
We've seen videos come from the opposition forces of rebels with the black banner of Al-Qaeda. We've heard Iraqi officials say that Al-Qaeda elements have been pouring over their border into Syria.
Damascus long supported terrorist organizations within Syria, and they have now turned on the government. Syria was a transit point for Al-Qaeda militants fighting coalition forces during the Iraq War. Regional analyst Elizabeth Obagi says there is a small but growing jihadist presence.
The logistical networks that were facilitated by the Syrian regime in the past are now working in the reverse direction, funneling Al-Qaeda in Iraq and Islamic State of Iraq operatives into Syria.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has used the threat of jihadists to build support among the minority Alawite and Christian communities. Daniel Newman heads the Arabic department at Britain's Durham University. He says the arrival of extremists plays into that narrative.
And so, ironically, this is to this day being used by the regime, particularly in their dealings with the Christian minority. You see, this is what will happen. You see, it's what we said all along. These are Islamists, and you will suffer under the yoke of the Islamists.
The U.S. says it will not arm the rebels because weapons could fall into the wrong hands. However, analysts say predominantly Sunni Muslim countries in the region are providing money and munitions, and the increase in radical Islamists could have serious implications. Again, Elizabeth Obagi.
It also poses significant problems for Syria's future stability in a post-Assad future. If there are radical elements that are able to gain a foothold, they could seriously hurt any form of a democratic vision for what comes next.
As the Syrian government increases its use of warplanes and heavy weapons against rebels and civilians, there are fears the opposition will become more radical, and that is likely to prolong the conflict. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.